Well, I suppose you could have put money on it. After all the campaigning, all the waiting and all the excitement, the inaugural journey of the new direct rail service from Shropshire to London was never going to go smoothly, was it? Sure enough, the engine conked out in Wellington and the much anticipated service rolled in at Marylebone Station nearly 3/4 of an hour late. To be fair though, it was just teething trouble. The return of the London Rail Link is a major plus point for this county, not just by connecting us to the capital city, but by making a statement that Shropshire is not some sleepy, isolated backwater. And those who've travelled on the service so far have been delighted to let the train take the strain. With the £5 gallon of petrol now upon us, perhaps that's not surprising. You'll be reading much more about fuel prices over the next few days. It's May the 4th, and you're listening to the Shropshire Star's Sunday Supplement. Over the next few minutes, we'll be looking back at some of the talking points of the past week and offering you a sneak preview of some of the issues which will be in the headlines over the coming days. One of them is certain to be school closures. Yes, the topic just won't go away. Child's Arkell Church of England Primary, near Market Drayton, is due to close this summer after pupil numbers fell to just 15 and the County Council decided it was no longer financially viable. The Diocese of Lichfield begged to differ and referred the decision to the Independent Schools Adjudicator. On Tuesday, the man himself, Dr. Peter Matthews, will be in the village to hear from campaigners, school staff and council officials. His fact-finding day culminates in a public meeting at the village hall and it promises to be a passionate debate. We'll bring you the full story in Wednesday's Shropshire Star. Elsewhere on the school's front, the consultation period has now closed. So what does that mean? Well, if you haven't had your say about the future of your village primary school yet, it's too late. Hand in hand with schools goes the fate of rural post offices, and there's still plenty of time to have your say in this particular discussion. On Friday, Ludlow MP Philip Dunn is planning a series of public meetings in Craven Arms, Ludlow, Worthen and Lidbury North to meet campaigners and help raise the profile of the issue. One closure which is certainly going ahead come what may is Castlefields in Shrewsbury, which will shut on Wednesday. On this occasion though, it's got nothing to do with the countywide debate. In this instance, the lease is up and the owners of the post office franchise have other plans. I think it's time to lighten the mood by moving on to sport. I say lighten the mood, but speaking as a long-suffering Wolverhampton Wanderers supporter, it's been painful to see our local football rivals West Bromwich Albion and Stoke City steaming towards the promised land of the Premiership. After a season which initially promised much but eventually delivered very little, Shrewsbury Town fans may be feeling equally frustrated about what's happening at the other end of the A5. AFC Telford United have had another great season, but they go into the second leg of their playoff semi-final against Barrow this afternoon with a tough challenge ahead of them. They must overturn a 2-0 deficit from the first leg on Wednesday against one of the division's form sides. If they do make it to the final and then take that giant final step, it'll be a remarkable achievement from a club which was all but written off when it went bankrupt. Shropshire Star sports writer Chris Hudson looks back at another amazing season at the Buck's Head.
AFC Telford United were this afternoon taking on Barrow in probably the biggest game of their short history. The Bucks needed to try and overcome a 2-0 deficit to book a place in the playoff final that could secure promotion to the Blue Square Premier. Whatever happens this afternoon though, it's been a terrific season for the Bucks. They came into the season entering something of the unknown, not knowing what to expect in their new division. They started superbly, winning 2-0 at Hucknall on the opening day and haven't been out of the top six all season. Impressive victory has followed impressive victory, and at one stage they even looked like they could challenge Kettering Town for the league title. Unfortunately, a run of four straight defeats towards the end of the season blew those chances, but they finished strongly to book their place in the playoffs. Now fans can look forward to next season with hope and expectation, no matter which division they find themselves playing in.
That's Chris Hudson, who'll be down at the New Buck's Head this afternoon to report for tomorrow's Star, when we'll also have video footage and full aftermatch reaction. Now, May is a month of anniversaries we would rather forget. Yesterday was a year to the day since the disappearance of Madeleine McCann, and Shropshire parents were speaking to us about the nightmare her parents must have endured. Everyone can sympathise. On Tuesday, it's also 12 months since Shrewsbury Police Constable Richard Gray was shot in the line of duty. It happened in Castlefields when he went to the aid of two colleagues being held hostage. On Saturday, a special event is being held in Bayston Hill, where the Richard Gray Memorial Garden is being officially opened. Constable Gray lived in Bayston Hill, and the garden has been created so generations to come can remember the sacrifice he made in public service. Bank holiday, of course, is upon us, so you can be sure that means rain. And water will be in the news on Tuesday too, when our water supplier Severn Trent appears at the Old Bailey in London to answer accusations that it gave out misleading statistics about the amount of water it loses through leakage. It's certainly a sensitive issue at a time when families are looking to count the pennies with utility bills on the rise. Over in Shrewsbury is another sensitive issue. The passionate debate over the co-location of the town's further education centres continues. A public meeting is being held on Thursday at the Guildhall, when the Highways Agency will be canvassing views over the plans to centralise Shrewsbury Sixth Form College and Shrewsbury College of Arts and Technology onto one site in London Road. If outdoor activity is more up your street, there's plenty to choose from at the moment. The Falconry Fair in Newport continues today, while tomorrow sees the traditional Bank Holiday Monday meeting of Iton Races near Atcham. And then this coming Saturday, Shrewsbury Regatta takes place in the county town. Penguin Boat Club is expecting crews from all over the country to join the races, and it promises to be a great weekend for all the family, weather permitting, of course. Finally today, don't forget to catch tomorrow's Shropshire Star for the second part in our family history series. This time, we're looking at how to use the information in the census to trace our ancestors.